Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Kirsty Seawood, behavior scientist and body image healing coach. Each week, I'll bring to you wisdom and insights from my lived experience and my decade of coaching in the health, nutrition, and wellness space. My gift to the world and to you is how deeply I can see and understand you. You can expect raw, vulnerable, and powerful content. My commitment to you is that I will not hold back. The wisdom I share is to help you cultivate self-awareness, reconnect with your body, deepen the most important relationship you have, the one with yourself, and to help you step into the most radiant and authentic version of you. You are worthy. You are enough. I am so grateful you're here right now. Let's begin. Good morning, beautiful souls. Welcome to another podcast episode. This is episode 16 now. Wow, really getting up there now. I feel stoked to be at episode 16, and I want to say thank you for all of the amazing feedback you've sent through from last week's episode. So this week I've decided to do a bit of a lead on or an extension of last week's episode. So if you haven't listened to episode 15 yet around mindset shift and your codes and tapping into your desires, then I highly recommend listening to that first. So pause this, go back and listen to episode 15. And another episode that I would recommend pairing alongside this episode, if you haven't yet listened to it, is also the one that I did on awareness, acceptance, and action. Because today I really want to talk into taking inspired action and what is inspired action, how do you tap into it, and how, like, because we can manifest anything in our life that we desire, right? But it's about taking action. So you can think it and you can feel it and you can visualize it, but we still need to take the action to bring it into our reality. So last week I spoke on around, I also just want to say little Murphy is sitting here or sleeping in my lap at the moment, and he's snoring. So if you hear any little puppy snores, it's just little Murphy sleeping on my lap, which is super adorable, I must say as well. So he's here with me now as we record this. So last week I spoke about changing your beliefs and your thoughts around just day to day, and how are you speaking to yourself? What are the thoughts that you're having, and what are your subconscious beliefs? Because our beliefs influence our thoughts, and our thoughts influence our actions and the way we show up, and our actions are what create our reality. So today I want to talk about really taking inspired action versus, like, I guess, forced or planned action, and how to shift into taking action. And I've spoken about this before, and that's why I said to go back and listen to the awareness, acceptance, and action episode, because we have to, what I've come from all of my experience working in this space and coaching for over a decade is the acceptance piece is really, really important. So we have to accept where we are in our current reality, bring awareness to it, then have acceptance of it. And then once we have acceptance, because we have to accept what is. So our current reality may not be what we actually desire, right? We may find that our current reality looks nothing like where we really want to be. But in order to take action and step into where we desire to be, we have to come from a place of acceptance, and we have to build actions from where we're currently at right now and accept the current reality that we're in, no matter what that looks like, which is sometimes a hard thing to do, right? Well, no, it can always be a hard thing to do, because we want to be where we, that thing that we desire, not that thing, but we want to be where we desire. We want to feel all the things that we desire to feel. And where we're currently at may not be there, but acceptance is really powerful. And accepting, I want to like just get this really clear. Accepting doesn't mean that you have that you're accepting where you're at and you're staying where you're at. But by accepting where you're at, you're accepting yourself and the journey that you've been on to get there. You're accepting that like within each moment prior to where you are right now, you acted with the best knowledge that you knew. You acted with the knowledge and the best intent that you had in that moment with what you knew then. Once we know better, we can do better, right? So there is forgiveness there, which comes with acceptance. And the reason why I feel like I'm on a bit of a, not a rant, but a bit of a kick ass as I talk about this is because if we don't accept where we're at and we don't make peace with our journey and where we're at right now, and we try to move forward without truly honoring the reality or the place we're currently at, the patterns and the actions and the thoughts and the beliefs that got us to the reality that we're currently in will continue to show up until we accept that they are there and we honor that they're there and we make peace with those to then move forward. So our outer world, everything we see and experience is a manifestation of our inner world. So our outer world matches our inner world. So in order for us to shift into a new reality and into the reality we desire, we have to bring awareness to and accept how our current inner world, so our beliefs and our thoughts, are manifesting in our outer world. So we need to bring awareness to those. But we also need to know that we may not have had the tools that you have now to be able to shift that. And you didn't have, certainly don't have the knowledge that you have today 10 years ago. So we need to, in order to move forward, and this was a lot of work I personally did, especially around my explant surgery. And I know I spoke into this into that episode around having the knowledge that I have now. Would that have changed my mind to get implants? I can't say that, but I didn't have the knowledge of breast implant illness and the explant surgeon, everything I know now in that moment before I got implants. So I couldn't make that decision. So I forgive myself for the decision I made. But also, when we come to the place of acceptance, we also get to see, we get to shine this really big light and have all this gratitude for everything that that part of our journey has gifted us. So whether it's been a joyful time or a challenging time, and a lot of the time, most growth happens when we go through something challenging because it pushes us. It's like it forces us to kind of step into something new or to feel things we may have been trying to avoid feeling. So when we come into acceptance, we actually can shine a light and show gratitude for everything that our journey up until this date has actually taught us or gifted us. Like there's so many gifts in the painful things that we go through. And I'm not sitting here saying that those things aren't tough and hard to go through. They certainly are. But with time and with acceptance and with gratitude and forgiveness, we can see the gifts in everything. And I'm not condoning behavior as well. Like, yes, things are not okay at times, right? Like there's behaviors we expect and that are acceptable. But I truly believe that letting go is letting go of holding on to hurt and pain and blame, not only for ourselves but for others, is really, really powerful, and seeing the gratitude in that. So that was a bit of a side rant. I wouldn't call it a rant, teaching, truth around acceptance and why it's so important. Because an acceptance really is when you can sit in your current reality and have acceptance for where you're at, and remove the shame from it. So sharing where you're currently at with someone like speaking it out. Like I know I say this all the time with my clients. The moment they share something in the group, it's like a weight lifts off their shoulders. And they might say, I've never shared this before, or I feel really vulnerable sharing this, but hey, here it goes. And this is how I feel. And then you can really feel like in this, it's incredible because I'm a really big empath, right? So I feel like I can feel, I don't feel it. I know I can feel energies. And the difference in the energies I feel through messages that clients send when they're like stepping into that, this is really vulnerable to share, but I'm going to dive in and share it anyway. And then the next message they send after, it's like, ah, oh, I feel so much better for sharing that. It's such a beautiful thing to witness and to see. And it's acceptance of, like, for me to share this right now, that was scary. For my clients to reach out and be like, hey guys, I want to share this. I feel really vulnerable sharing. It's acceptance for them that, one, they're accepting the reality that they're in. Like, it's a challenging thing to do. Like, and what they're sharing might be something difficult to share. Maybe an experience of having a difficult conversation or opening themselves up to receive something or to step into leadership and choose an action which they previously may not have chosen before. But they're also accepting that they can do the hard things, right? By sharing their story in the group, it's like, I'm accepting and cultivating evidence that I can do the hard things. So when we come from acceptance of our current reality, that's where we can then shift into moving into where we desire to be. But until we have the acceptance of our current reality, and the beliefs, the thoughts, the actions that got us to where we are, then if we try and just ignore those, then we'll end up back in the same place again. Like, yes, we may make some progress towards our desires, but if we don't actually address the root cause and address the reasons how we cultivated our current reality and have acceptance for that, then these things will just keep playing out. And the same reality will keep being created, maybe in a different place, a different environment, a different relationship. But it will be the same thing that keeps playing out. And I know you're probably listening right now and you're resonating with this on some level. So that's why acceptance is really, really, it's an important step of the change process and the transformation process. And over working for over a decade in this space, I can see how that step, when missed, actually can put you back in the same place to where you started. So yeah, that's why acceptance. So acceptance isn't accepting that where you're at now is where you're always going to be. It's accepting what is right now. It's coming into current reality and being honest and saying, well, this is current reality and this is where I have to shift from. And you get really realistic then, right, about what you truly where you're at and then what you truly desire. And then what are the really actionable steps or realistic steps that you can take in this present moment? So we pull ourselves out of kind of any fantasy that we may have about where we're actually at. We get really honest and accept where we're truly at. And then we also, by doing this, can show gratitude for everything that we've been through and let go of holding on to things from the past. Because the more we hold on to things from the past, they just hinder us moving forward and they'll keep replaying and repeating until we do the inner work around shifting those and bringing the gifts out about what those things have gifted us. So let's talk about inspired action. And inspired action is where it's different to forced action or action where, and I'm going to explain the difference between the two. Inspired action is when you have that clear vision and desire. And I spoke about this last week, but we'll just recap on it. It's like when who is the woman you desire to be? Who is the woman you desire to show up as every day? What energy does she embody? How does she respond, not react? How does she talk? What are the types of things she says to herself and to others? How does she go about her day? Get really, really clear on that vision and on that desire. How would it feel to be that woman? How would it feel to show up as that woman? And when you visualize and get really clear on this vision of who of the woman you desire to be, you like send a message from a heart space. You send a message and a vibration out to the universe that this is what I'm desiring to show up as or to embody. And everything's energy, right? So that comes back to you. It comes back. But manifestation requires action. So we can think about it and we can visualize it, but we need to take the steps to get there. And so when we get really clear, when you get really clear on the woman you desire to be and desire to feel like, and she's already within you, by the way. It's not you becoming this best version of yourself. It's you letting your true self be shown. It's unraveling all of the conditioning and your limiting beliefs and everything that's holding you back from who you truly desire to be or truly bringing your true self to the world. So when you tap into this desire and these feelings, it shifts your energy and your creation of actions. It shifts it from a logical, like how do I get from A to B, into a heart space. And you send a coherent message out, like through your aura and through your heart to the universe that this is who I desire to be and show up as. And it's a very different energy than a logical, this is my goal, I need to get from A to B, and these are the steps I'm going to take. When you come from this heart space of desire and feeling and have this intention behind it, the action that comes from that space is so, so different to the action that comes from the logical space. And that is the difference between inspired action and, say, forced action. Let's call it forced or like planned action. So forced action would be like, I have this goal in mind, right? Like you really fixated on an end goal and you have to get from A to B, and these are logical steps that I'll take. So this, to me, an example would be, and there's no wrong or right, by the way, there is a place, or there can be a place for both. But to me, coming from the heart space and a space of desire and intention and how I desire to feel feels much more embodied. So you actually become the embodiment of what you desire rather than having this outcome focused drive all the time of when I achieve X, Y, and Z, then I will be happy. But you can cultivate, and I've spoken about this before in many episodes, you cultivate that inner happiness within. It comes from within. And at any moment, you can decide to show up in the way that you desire. So when we get really clear on the woman I desire to be, how does she feel? How does she show up? You're no longer waiting for the end goal to tick it off and be like, oh, yep, I've got there. You can start feeling that and showing up in that way right now, right now. And that's where inspired action comes from. So an example of planned action or forced action would be, let's tap into diet culture. Like, I want to lose X amount of kilos and I'm going to jump on a 6-week challenge to do it. And then you're overhauling everything and putting this really unrealistic timeline on yourself to overhaul everything in your life. Like you're usually overhauling your exercise routine, your nutrition, and it's taking everything away from your inner self and your inner knowing and putting it in the hands of something external. So it's following a nutrition plan, it's following an exercise plan. No matter how that really makes you feel, whether it makes you feel energized, whether you feel like you're punishing your body, you're sticking to that. So, or you're trying to stick to that, and you're trying to make change from that place, like that logical place, not from the heart space of how I desire to feel. Because you could be in the middle of that, say, lifestyle challenge or whatever, shred or whatever it is, and feel absolutely terrible, right? Like you're punishing your body, you're not liking the workouts, you're not liking the nutrition plan, yet you're trying to stick to it all to get this certain outcome that you want to achieve by this date. But you're out of alignment and you're feeling terrible because the way you're showing up is not actually how you truly desire to show up, right? For example, you may desire to show up as someone who feels energized and calm and happy and vibrant, yet you're sticking to a program that has a really tight deadline on you, so you feel pressured. You don't like the exercise, so you're feeling tired. You're feeling unmotivated to even go there. So you're not really showing up, or your aura, your whole energy is affected, and you feel tired, like that you're manifesting things like tiredness, fatigue, can't concentrate, irritability, maybe even some anger or resentment, or speaking unkindly to yourself because you're out of alignment for how you truly desire to feel. And this is where, this is how deep it goes, right? So yes, like those challenges and things can spark some motivation, but they will also trigger a lot of our nervous system and a lot of the triggers for your nervous system, which I think I'll go into another day around nervous system. But versus if we can really tap into from a heart space, like how do I desire to feel? Who is the woman I desire to show up as? And how does she go about her day? How does she feel? What type of things, actions does she take in order to feel that way? So there's still an element of having boundaries for ourselves and having discipline to do things and show up in a certain way, but it's from a heart space, not a logical, I have to achieve X, Y, Z within this time frame and doing whatever it takes to get there and showing up unaligned and manifesting everything that I don't desire to truly feel in order to get that outcome. I know some of you will be sitting there right now resonating with this. So when we get really clear on how we desire to feel and the woman we desire to become, we also then get to step into this space of inspired action. And we get to say, right, well, if this is the way I desire to show up as the woman I desire to be, what actions would she take? And this is where you get to pull on your inner knowing and your inner wisdom through everything that you've experienced, through all of the wisdom that you've gained through your life, to create action steps from an inspired, empowering space for you. Now, they may be going and seeking support or learning more about nutrition, in joining a coaching space where you have a community of women around you to support you. Or it may be going and trying a new gym, or joining a new exercise group, joining a walking group. But when you come from this heart space, or this place of coming from intention and desire, you get to pull on all of the wisdom that you've learned, and you see that everything you may have tried in the past, it's not failing, and it's always been a lesson. Every time you've tried, whether it is a fitness program, a diet or something, you've learned something from that, right? If it hasn't worked, and diets don't work, right? We know that. evidence shows that diets don't work. You need, like, what works is finding a way to nourish your body that supports you the best way for you, which means tuning back into your body, learning from all of your past experiences, like of all the diets you may have followed, what worked in parts of them, what things helped, supported you to nourish your body, and what things didn't work for you, and pulling on all of that wisdom and that experience, and then creating habits and actions that really support you. And that's the difference between inspired action versus planned action. So for example, when we'll go back into, and you align your action to your code. So I'll just use one of mine as an example. So last week I shared with you that one of my universal codes that I say to myself every day, or I listen to my recording every day, is I speak my truth with clarity and love. Now, and that one code was one of the reasons that got me to starting this podcast. Now, I speak my truth with clarity and love doesn't have to mean that I speak it verbally. I could share it through posts on Instagram. I could share it through my newsletter. I could so it could be through written word. It could be through infographics. I could share it through writing a book. I could share it in my group coaching container. I can share it through one-on-one consultations. It doesn't mean that the podcast for me, that I had to verbally speak it into a podcast. But I sat with that and I said, well, what does it look like to me? What does speaking my truth with clarity and love look like to me? And how from a heart space, and how do I desire to do that? No matter what it looks like to everyone else, what does it look like for me? What do I enjoy doing? And throughout my career, I've enjoyed educating and speaking, which is why I went down the path of lecturing. It's why I do, why I create programs and courses. Speaking for me is something I actually really enjoy, like verbally speaking it. So I chose that a podcast, I had the belief that I speak my truth of clarity and love. And then for me, the way to action that from an inspired space in a way that felt aligned to me was through a podcast. And then it was like, well, what do I want my podcast to look like? Do I want to have guests on it, or do I want to do it solo? Again, tapping into my inner wisdom and being like, well, what do I feel aligns to me? And that goes for everything we do, right? We tend to quickly outsource things. And this is the same thing. Another one of my codes is I honor my emotions and I feel my emotions. So to me, what does that look like? And for me, that means that I connect in with nature every day. It means that I do my journaling consistently so I can express my emotions. I can write them down. I can get my thoughts out so I can have the clear space mentally to be able to feel things that come in and not get things on my mind onto paper, out of my mind onto paper, and shift them so that I have the mental capacity and clarity to then be able to process things. I don't just keep them stuck in my mind repeating them. I connect with nature to ground me. I do my journaling consistently. I do my meditation practice. I move my body to help shift through emotions as well. But those are the things that I've learned through trial and error work for me through practice, right? Through practicing things, integrating things, reflecting on them, like how did they make me feel? Do they support me, or do they feel more like something I'm doing because I think I should be doing it, not because it really aligns to me? And I know now that my morning ritual is really important to me and foundational for me in the way I show up, because it includes all of those elements. It includes listening to my codes. It includes meditation. It includes my journaling. And it includes a walk in nature or getting outside. So then I've cultivated a ritual or integrated a ritual into my life that supports me and the vision that I have for the woman that I desire to be. So it's not about doing something because I've been told to do it by something external. It's about doing something that aligns to me because I get the feeling that I desire to feel. So, and for me, that's that calmness, right? And we spoke about this in my client group chat this week. So all of my one-on-one clients, we have a group chat where they get to connect with each other and myself and at any time, right? And we touched on this topic around one of my clients had gone for a run. And after the run, I did a reflection prompt and said, How did you feel? How did you feel after the run? And she said that the run made her feel clear, like mentally clear, energized, and fresh. And she felt really, really lit up from it. And I said, there we go. There's your desires. They are the things that you desire to truly feel. So from there, we then created a code together for her. And the code was, and these are the codes that we spoke about last week in the episode, each day I prioritize self-care practices that support me to feel fresh, energized, and focused. Now, key note here is we didn't include run. We didn't focus on the thing that brings that. We left it open and focused on the desires of how she desires to feel. And so she desires to feel fresh, energized, and focused. And she will prioritize self-care practices that bring that desire of those feelings to her. So it no longer becomes about doing the thing. It becomes about the way we desire to feel. So therefore, this leaves it open to have that flexibility that, yes, this month, for example, running may be the thing that brings that those feelings of feeling fresh, energized, and focused for her. But next month, it might not be running. It might be yoga, or it might be Pilates, or it might be a HIIT workout. And this is where we allow that flexibility and that flow to happen in meeting our desires without being so attached to the actual thing that we're doing. So instead of focusing on the outcome or the thing, we're focusing on the way we desire to feel and what we desire to embody, the type of energy we desire to embody. So then this doesn't matter about what the thing actually looks like. It becomes about how we show up to feel the way we desire to feel. And that's embodiment. And that can happen in any moment. And that's when it no longer becomes, I need to reach this goal to feel this in, to feel successful, happy. Because we know then that we can cultivate this inner feeling, what we desire to feel. We can cultivate feeling fresh, energized, and focused in any moment through how we show up. It's not the end outcome of doing something. It doesn't happen in 6 weeks, 8 weeks. It can happen in any moment through the way that we show up. And that's where the power comes from, our inner power. And that's when we start stepping into that real inner fulfillment and that real inner happiness and taking the power back from the external things around us and really making those inspired actions, taking those inspired actions to manifest and get the transformation we're seeking. Wow, that was big. So I would love your feedback from this episode. So, because it's powerful stuff, and I would just encourage you to even just do this for one area of your life. So go back and listen to episode 15. Bring awareness to the way you're currently speaking to yourself, what your current beliefs are, how you're currently showing up. Then get really clear on how you desire to feel, how you desire to show up, and then create inspired actions from that space. And see how you feel. See how your world shifts. See how you feel empowered. So thank you so much for listening. As always, if you feel like this episode will resonate with any of your loved ones or anyone you know needs to hear this, please share it on. Please screenshot and tag me on Instagram at Dr. Kirsty Seawood. Send any feedback, any questions through. I'd absolutely love to hear them. And have a wonderful day.